Hey friends, it's October 10th and welcome to Pray Today. I want to talk to you today about praying dangerous prayers or praying bold prayers and praying mountain-moving prayers. And in Mark chapter 11, 22 to 25, I want to give you a little context. This is Jesus talking to his disciples when many people were questioning Jesus's authority. And this is called mountain-moving faith. Jesus said, "Have faith in God. I tell you the truth, if anyone says to this mountain, 'Go throw yourself into the sea,' and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will happen, it will be done for him. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you've received it, and it will be yours. And when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive him, so that your Father in heaven may forgive your sins." Now, these verses are so often quoted, they're so often misquoted, and many people in the prosperity gospel movement believe that this is Jesus saying, without a doubt, if you just have enough faith, anything you want, you can have. Anything you want can happen. I don't know about you, but I've never heard of a mountain actually moving locations. Jesus is speaking, first of all, to his disciples here, and we have to remember that. And he did give his disciples great power. But Jesus is calling us here to pray bold prayers. Now, right here in this passage I read to you, it says that if you hold anything against anyone, you need to forgive them so that the Father can forgive you. There are things the Bible specifically say hinder our prayers. And so one of the things is doubt. The Bible's clear about that. And so what I want you to remember is that we are not to ask for things for selfish desires. There are things that we ask for, and we can have as much faith as we want if our motives are wrong, or, and a lot of people don't like to hear this, if it's not part of God's will or if he has a better plan, then we're not going to see what we want in the answer to the prayer. However, James chapter 5, verse 16 says, "The prayers of the righteous are powerful and effective." So how do we find this balance between this prayer where we believe that God is going to give us exactly what we ask for, and then it doesn't happen? Is that going to hurt your faith, or is it going to make you look at yourself and say, why might this prayer have not been answered? Or maybe this wasn't God's will. I have to admit to you that there have been a lot of times that I've had what I feel is great faith, and then what I have prayed for, I have not gotten, and it's made me doubt. It's made me doubt whether God hears my prayers. It makes me doubt whether I've got something going on that I haven't realized yet that I need to get out of the way. I think what it boils down to is trust. And for me, do I trust God can do this? Craig Groeschel, one of my favorite pastors, says this. He says, "Pray with fire. Prayer moves the heart of God, but some prayers move him more than others do. Bold prayers, daring prayers, the kind of prayers that move you too. If you're ready to see God work in your life, praying safe won't cut it. It's time to pray dangerous prayers." So after a series of unanswered prayers, or prayers that have not been answered in the way that I have wanted God to answer them, after seeking my life and making sure there's not sin getting in the way of my prayers being answered, I'm finding myself in a place in my faith where I'm feeling like I can pray bold prayers again, and praying to God with the faith that God hears my prayers, that my prayers aren't bouncing off the ceiling. God hears them, that God cares, and that God has my very best interest in mind. So here's what I want to encourage you to do. Think of a big prayer. Maybe it's a family member that needs to know Jesus. Maybe it's a relationship that just seems irreparable. Maybe it's someone that you just can't see ever coming to God, and it's time to start praying for them boldly. Maybe it's someone you love that struggles with mental illness, and maybe that's something that just seems like it's never going to go away. I want to encourage you to pray bold prayers. I want to stand on the promise that prayers of the righteous are powerful and effective. I might not always understand what happens or what doesn't happen, but I'm ready to jump aboard and pray dangerous prayers. Are you willing to go along with me on this journey? Let's pray. Father, forgive me when my faith is lacking. Forgive me when I doubt. And Lord, I know that I am incapable of seeing things from your perspective. And I know, Lord, that sometimes you don't answer prayers in the way I pray them because you've got something better, or that you have an eternal plan that needs to be carried out, that has to deal with somebody's eternity. Father, would you take those times in my life where I feel discouraged in prayer? And would you remind me that you're the all-powerful God, you're omnipotent, all-powerful, that you can do anything, Lord. And if you can create the world with words, if you can heal people with words and a touch, you can certainly do what I need you to do, Lord. So, Father, help me to pray bold prayers. Help me, Father, to strengthen my faith, understanding, Lord, that when it all comes down to it, your will is what's most important. I'm going to pray boldly. I'm going to pray for what I need. I'm going to pray, Lord, that you would allow my will to line up with yours. And Father, would you do mighty things? And may you be glorified, not me, may you be glorified through answered prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.